Chapter 2. Balhaire, the Scottish Highlands, 1706. Battered and bruised, tossed about the inside of a chaise for days upon days now, making an arduous journey north, Margot was utterly exhausted. But at last they had arrived at the place she was to call home. She could not have been more despondent. Balhaire was a dark, bleak castle that rose up out of the ground and was shrouded in mist, just like the hills around it. It was a tremendous structure erected in some long-ago time, anchored by two towers and surrounded by a castle wall. Outside the wall there was a small village of humble, thatch-roofed cottages, with smoke curling up from the chimneys to a leaden sky. As the chaise slowed, Margot could hear dogs barking, children shouting. She heard the driver cursing a cow that would not move from the road. The coach slowed to a stop, then jerked forward again. She moved across to see out the other coach window and saw people coming out of their cottages, lining the road, calling up to Mackenzie, who rode somewhere in front of the chaise. She heard his response, too, one word or two, all in a language she did not know. Margot shrank back from the window. This place frightened her. She was still in shock that she was here at all. She'd never once thought it was even remotely possible that she would be forced into a marriage against her will, but that was precisely what had happened to her. She'd begged her father, pleaded with him, but he'd been doggedly determined. He'd been adamant that this marriage was her duty to her family and to England, and that the union between her and Mackenzie would safeguard the Armstrong fortune for generations to come. "You're the only daughter I have, Margot," he'd said. "You have a duty to do as I deem best, and you will obey me in this." Margot had fought back, but her father had threatened her. He swore he would never provide a dowry for any other suitor. He wouldn't allow her to see Lynetta, knowing full well that the two girls would conspire. She would have no society. She would be locked away at Norwood Park and turned into a spinster with no hope of happiness. At only 17 years old, Margot hadn't known what to do or how to...